Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's an honor to serve the living God, the living and true God. And our living and true God speaks living and true things from His heart to our heart. And I love when He talks to me, when He helps me understand things. Every time I learn something from Him, I just feel like rejoicing. And I do rejoice. You know, it's a feeling of joy that just comes over you when you learn something from the Lord. And when He's teaching me things, helping me understand things that I've been desiring to know for a long time. And when His word comes to me just saying something, a thought, it's exhilarating. That's why I say sometimes, in my heart, there's a party going on. And the trouble out there in the world means nothing. That's just Satan's futile attempts to try to persuade me back out there or aggravate me. And you know, when he do something, when he tempts you with something, that don't mean you want it. And that don't mean you have to fall for it either if you don't fear it. I don't care what it is. If you don't fear it, if you see it as for what it really is, it's really nothing. And he tried to make everything that he does look over the top, like it'll really put you over, but it'll really put you under. And when you see it for what it is, when you look at things according to the word, you become mighty. You become very mighty. When you're anointed, you become another man. Or another woman, a woman of God, or a man of God. But when you're gazing at the world, you're getting weaker and weaker. I was watching Joseph Prince last night, and he said something that's really blessed me. He was talking about how God, if God be for me, who can be against me? Now, that's true. If God is for you, who can be against you? But he made it personal. He said, if God is for me, who can be against me? And I came in at the perfect time to see, you know, I didn't see the whole message. I wasn't blessed to see the whole message because by the time I was watching TV, he was already on. But I got the point. And he talked about David, how David had mighty men in his army. But David looked to God and became mighty. And then the men who followed David, they looked to David and to God, and they became mighty too, and they did mighty things. That camp got raided. All the women and children and possessions were taken. And David had to encourage himself in the Lord. His own men was upset with him, wanted to kill him. But he encouraged himself in the Lord. They got strong, and they went and recovered everything back. They got it all back and killed the enemy that took them. Now, when this happened, David looked to the Lord. Every time you look to the Lord, you become strong. Now, King Saul had fallen into rebellion against God. He looked at the people and became fearful. And his mighty men became just like him, fearful. Whoever you look to, you become like them. We bear fruit after our kind. If you are a leader, you gotta look to God. Everything we do is in Him. And we do it in Christ. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's where our power comes from. We're not mighty of ourselves. But God is for us because we love His ways. We love His word. We're looking to Him and we're in His likeness. We become like Him. And the enemy is trying to get us to fear Him, so that He'll be our new boss, the one we look to. And then we'll be fearful like He is. From the moment you start following Satan, your whole life becomes an illusion. A donkey stick carrot. It's an illusion. The donkey's got this stick tied to his head and the carrot tied to a string. He's trying to get the carrot and he's going wherever his master wants him to go. Because he's hungry and he's never going to get the carrot. He's just being baited. Everybody who looks out to Satan, to the world system, now he don't come like Satan, and people won't call him Satan, but that's what they follow when they follow the world system. Anything you give your allegiance to, that becomes your master. And if you serve sin, sin becomes your master. And Satan is sin. And you become weaker and weaker and distressed. When people start going down the path of the world, they don't want help. They don't want anybody to tell them nothing. They won't listen. They stop receiving God's word. They start becoming weak. And then they start making sour decisions. They become a son or daughter of hell. And they try to raise hell too. Because their focus has been changed. They're looking at the wrong thing. They're looking away from God. They're looking away from what really is. And they're not seeing things as they truly are. Remember, Satan is a parasite. He feeds on what is. He don't bring anything good to the table. He don't bring anything good to life. He's a dead man, a parasite. And he uses sin, fear, tactics, and pride. He's in pride. So if everybody that's in pride is also in fear. Everybody that gets in pride, they're in fear. They try to use fear tactics. Henry Groover said that when he talked to gang members, they try to put him in fear. But he's not afraid of them. He turns the fear back to them. And then he ministers life to them. And some of them get saved. And they become mighty because they gave their allegiance to God. They saw a man of God and they were attracted to the things of God. And it's better than the world that don't work. And they learn not to fear. And they release their pride. And they gain the love of God. And now they're activated. The deep treasures of God's word, the deep treasures that they were born with, are activated by the word of God. And they become receptive to the things of God. And anybody who looks to God, they begin to be mighty. So just keep looking to the Lord in all of your trouble. Don't look at the trouble. It's not going to take you out. And anything that kills the body, you're just in the presence of God full time. Don't be afraid of anything. Don't be afraid of death. Don't be afraid to live. Don't be afraid to go forward. You're not going to make it, but you're not trying to become successful. You got to get that. We've been made successful. You're not trying to become prosperous. You are prosperity. People preach against prosperity because sometimes it's presented like the desires of a spoiled brat child. All for me. Whatever I want, I get. And you're just a spoiled brat. And you don't want to work for it. Now that's not God's prosperity. God's prosperity is your ability to come to life and become industrious. You can pray for people. You can benefit people. You're useful to people. You become valuable to people because you've been made alive, and you're not a parasite. You don't feed off others. And you know, we talked about how people stop believing in what they're doing and they try to recruit other people to help them do it. Well, that won't work, because whatever God gives you to do, you have to be anointed for it and trained for it. And everybody's not trained for what God wants you to do. Now they can help you in part, but you have to follow God, and then he'll select those he'll put people in place to help you do what you got to do. I've seen so many ministries God was forming, an army, and they didn't know it. All they had to do was keep following God. God was sending the right people, strategic people at the right time. But you have to keep following God for the whole thing to work, for people to get positioned. You know, in Army, you get recruited. And as you go through the ranks, people, your commanding officer, they're always looking for people to make the Army stronger. And people don't know this. I know it. Because I do it, because it's the wisdom of God. The generals are looking for, they're looking for thoroughbreds, basically. We'll use the horse. They're looking for thoroughbreds, people that will do what they're supposed to do because they believe in something. And they're wise and they're capable. Now, some people have the dedication, but they just don't have the wisdom. So they'll get promoted. But those who have the desire, they have the dedication and the wisdom and the knowledge, they're going to be promoted further along. And when they find that thoroughbred, they get it. He's going to get promoted. And he's going to be put in the most valuable places to the Army. People that won't do foolish things. People that stay out of trouble. Some people are dedicated and they're smart, they're wise, but they get in trouble. So they won't get the higher rank. Because, the Lord do the same thing. He's looking for thoroughbreds. And he doesn't waste anything. Whatever he give you to do is perfect. That's the perfect thing to do at the right time. That's where you're going to learn the most. Sometimes you need elements of different ministries. The Lord has something greater in mind, but you got to follow him to get there. To receive the anointing, he's got to train you and prepare you for the anointing. He can give you the anointing today, but if you're not trained to use it, it'll go dormant and you'll be in trouble. Because you didn't handle the holy things correctly. You can lose rewards for not utilizing the anointing God gave you. You have to go in his presence and learn what he expects. Learn what he requires. Learn the cost and then pay it. It's going to cost everybody something. If you're a man of God or a woman of God, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost your family. It's going to cost your children. It's going to cost everybody in your life. Because they're going to have to learn to share you with God. And you have to train your family to share you with God. And not complain against God. And the people who complain against God because they got to share their dad or their mom or their sister or brother with God, they're not going to be blessed. You're in a position to assist your parents or your children when God put a calling on their life. Now, my parents did it. My dad was very dedicated. He had to pastor 3 churches out of town. Now, that's difficult already. And he had to work because the churches didn't pay him a lot of money. That was not his source of income. He did that out of the love of God because God called him to the ministry. He worked a full-time job. He didn't move around. He traveled. He went from Birmingham to Utah, Alabama every weekend. And my mama went with him. And she was dedicated. They enjoyed it. And they never complained. And my mother worked too. She was a full-time school teacher. And she made all the children learn. You didn't come to her class and not learn. You had to learn. She made sure you could read and comprehend. And there are still adults remembering my mom. I still, I used to always run into people that was taught by my mom. They finished college. They stayed in church. They stayed in the ministry. They became valuable to God. Why? Because she was dedicated and she didn't complain. And people who complain, they amplify what Satan is doing. Complaining is the opposite of rejoicing. It causes the world to look bigger than God in your eyes every time you complain. But every time you speak in faith, the world gets smaller and you see it for what it really is. You begin to see not just the carrot, but the string is tied to, and then the stick is tied to the string. And then you start realizing this is going nowhere. The whole world system is failure. All of it. And it's just a sewer. It's just sewer filth. That's all it is, sewer filth. Even the best looking parts of the world, when you see it for what it really is, it's just sewer filth. But when you see the love of God, you become industrious. Not a spoiled brat. Not just a spoiled brat person that loves things. That's not prosperity. That's idolatry. I had to preach at a Baptist church, and he had a vendetta against prosperity. And the Lord gave me a message that day. And the Lord said, you know, people preach against prosperity. It's because of the way that they see it. They see people trying to be spoiled brats, not wanting to work, just acting like God is Santa Claus. Now, God gave us prosperity. He's wealthy, and he gave us a way to become wealthy. But we do it by being industrious and by believing God, by faith. There are some things you can ask God for and you will receive because you're working. I've never seen God bless a person with a car, a house, or great sums of money unless they were in the ministry doing what he gave them to do. But I have seen people try to get people to give to them so they can have all that. And that's not right. Do the work of God and God will take care of you. That's how it really works. And you still got to use the wisdom of the Proverbs to go forward. You got to do the work of the ministry, which can be tedious, but you're not lazy. Wearing a suit is wonderful, but you got to put your hand to the plow. And people that work, do the work of the ministry, they're the ones that God blessed. They don't have to follow after things. They're not materialistic. That's the word I was looking for when I paused. Prosperity is not being materialistic. It's being a blessing to others, a greater servant. If you've been given wealth, it's so that you can be a greater servant, not so you can be lavished like a spoiled brat that won't help anybody. You'll have strong muscles because you do the work of the ministry. And you enjoy it, and you don't complain. And you know, sometimes when people activate my anointing, I love it. Because a hungry heart, a people that love God, that want to know more, they activate my anointing. When I'm around them and they're receiving the word of God, they activate my, and it turns the anointing on. And the Lord give me a revelation to speak. But when you're around proud people, it's the opposite. They don't love the things of God. They don't have a natural love for what's right. They despise it. And then the Holy Spirit backs off. And then my anointing is dormant for them. You know, I've experienced when my peace came back. I spoke the word, they rejected it, came back, and I felt the urge to rejoice. I said, my peace came back. He rejected this. I saw what the Lord was talking about. It's your observation, how you see. If you look to God, you see him. You see the world for what it is. You see it. You see the lies of the world. You know it's sewer filth. But if you look to the world, you fall into sewer filth, and you have an anger against God, against the world. You don't want help. You don't want anybody to tell you things, and you're not receptive. You're sinking in the mire. You're sinking in sewer filth when you start looking to the world for anything. If you're tempted to be miserable or depressed, the same, you're not even getting anything out of it. You're just angry. You're hopeless. and you're sinking in the sewer field. And you won't listen to God, because it's designed to do that. And if you're being lured in by riches and lust of the flesh and things like that, it has the same effect. You sink down. It brings you down. And after a while, it becomes a load on top of you, and you can't get out. You know, it takes an anointing to bring you back. If that's what you want. You gotta hate the world. Just like we gotta love God, a lot of people work on loving God, but you also gotta work on hating the world. Hating the world system. As you see it for what it is, hate it. It's not your friend. It's not good for you. It's gonna kill you. It's gonna take you down and ruin your life and drown you in sewer filth. I'm describing what it is. This is how the world, when you see it for what it is, this is what you know. But when you look to the Lord, you become in His likeness. When you look to the world, you become like Satan. Even though you're not trying to be a Satanist, but that's who's behind the world system. That's who's pulling the strings. And you become like Him. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Look to Him. Let your observations be pure. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.